I'm sorry. They may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. So, you know, we want to abstain from flesh lusts and have our conversation, which means, again, our behavior, honest among the Gentiles, honest among the nations. You know, that whereas they speak against us as evildoers, meaning some people, and this is falsely, they say, you know, that's the thing, is you don't want it to be true. They want to see, you want to, you know, Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And don't say, oh, well, I hide my sin. Well, that's, at least you know shame. There's some that know no shame. I mean, we're going to ordain openly, sodomite ministers. And we're going to, and as long as we're doing that, why are we giving the guys who see prostitutes a hard time? They're sinners too. Well, they want to declare that that's not a sin anymore. The whole men with men thing. Now, I don't judge them. The judgment of God already stands against that. It's not according to logic or according to what seems right to man or to pragmatism or because of disease or any such thing. It is because God has said, thou shalt not. That's what makes sin sinful. And it's in the New Testament law. But they have their religion, and you know what? They're welcome to it, honestly. But really, because it's like, it's just one more thing. That's why I don't really harp on that much. I mean, you know, it comes up rarely. Mostly I say to those who condemn that, I speak to the conservative end of things, meaning people who are, you know, just like Jesus. The Pharisees were like the conservative believers of his time. They weren't like the Sadducees who denied the resurrection and were more political, more secular. No, they were like the people who really wanted to serve God. And unfortunately, they're very far off the mark, just like Christians today. The conservative Christians who think we're following God more accurately than those people who ordain homosexuals. Now, true, those people are not following God. It's just one more thing, though. Don't say to yourself, I'm better than them. It says, he that offends in one point offends in all. If you have, you know, and what that means is like, though you be not a sodomite, if you are something else sinful, something else not abstaining from fleshly lust, then you are a transgressor of all of it. We don't want to be spoken of, you know, and here's the sense, you know, they'll speak evil of, you know, you speak against that, you're going to be looked at as an evildoer. Okay? You speak against the wickedness, meaning people outside the faith, you speak out against, you know, making ministers of people who are very much involved in fleshly lust, inordinate fleshly lust, okay? People who are very much in the men with men situation and all that, or even fornication with pastors and even other things, you know, pornography and so on and so forth. I mean, it goes right down the road. When you speak out against, but when you speak, but see right now, you know, you look at a minister gets caught looking at that, you know, or, fornicating, they still come down on him. But you can have a male partner. Now, if you go against that, in certain circles in the world, they're going to look at you as an evildoer, or at least of being sort of like a bad person. You know, in the time of the apostles, I mean, there were all kinds of rumors flying about the Christians, about the things they did. I remember my pastor, he had all kinds of, I'm not a pastor. I have no congregation. I am just a guy talking, actually. I'm not anything else. I don't have any office in the church. I don't have any particular... I'd like to be a prophet. And some might even say I am. But God hasn't given me any sure word of exactly what I am, except that I am to proclaim this doctrine. That's the only thing I'm sure of. But anyways, my pastor had all kinds of rumors swirling in his town about things he did and so on and so forth. I'm not going to specifically say them, but just ridiculous things. Not true. I mean, but evil. You know, like, nasty. You know. And it's funny in a way. I mean, we kind of laughed about it. But then, you know, some things happen, you know, and then the process of time goes by, and then you get he gets an opportunity to do a good work to somebody. To do a good turn for when someone had done evil. And they really saw the love of Christ, you know? And that's which they shall behold. And they glorify, and they said, they did glorify God in that. And I've seen those things happen. See what happens, it turns to good. You know, they speak evil of you, and then they see something wonderful of God in you. And in that day of visitation, it could be the day of the Lord, but it's whenever God brings about that turn, you know, where one, they're speaking evil of you, then all of a sudden they see your good works, and they glorify God. That's beautiful. Verse 13, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him, for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. Remember, that is the conditions under which we submit. Obviously, Christians went to the Colosseum for not obeying unjust laws, which were requiring them to burn incense to the emperor, or for the to the gods on behalf of the emperor, among other things. You know, so for God's sake, and this is why I think that every law, you know, I have liberty in Christ to do a lot of things that maybe are not approved of in the sight of men. I have liberty even to do things that are not approved of in the law of God, in the Old Testament. I have liberty to eat pork. I have liberty to worship God on any day of the week I please. I have the liberty to work on Saturday. Okay? And I have liberty to even violate, you know, like, I'll tell you what. When my son was 2 weeks old, 10 days old actually, a situation came up where he fell extremely and deathly ill suddenly in a single day due to an inborn defect.